the Bread and Roses production of Mrs. Palmer's Honey, a radio adaptation of the 1946 novel by Fanny Cook, winner of the George Washington Carver Award. Adaptation by Cassandra Medley, directed by Catherine Bentley, original music by Colin McLaughlin, produced by Bread and Roses Missouri. Our cast members are Courtney Bailey as Mrs. Dupree, Eric Connors as Ben Boston, Hassie Davis as Big Mama, Ryan Lawson Maskey as Mr. Palmer, Jason J. Little as Clyde Hoop, Carl Overly Jr. as Emery McLean, Michael Paplanis as Mr. Dupree, Donna Peroni as Mrs. Palmer, Vanika Spencer as Gloria, Jacqueline Thompson as Honey Hoop, Sherena L. Turnage as Ulatha, and Chris Ware as Bobo McLean. Rosie the Riveter is a famous icon that represents the millions of female workers in defense industries during World War II. American women entered the workforce in unprecedented numbers during the war, as widespread male enlistment left gaping holes in the industrial labor force. However, what is little known is the home front struggles that African American women and men undertook to gain the right to those defense jobs, a struggle that sparked what would be the contemporary American civil rights movement of the 20th century. In 1943, St. Louis, Missouri, 23-year-old housemaid Honey Hoop is drawn into such a struggle despite her determination to avoid trouble. Episode 1 of Mrs. Palmer's Honey. Honey and her brother Clyde will finally be allowed to work in the same defense plants as the white workers. However, they will quickly discover that the jobs they were hoping for are not quite what they are given. Please be advised, the following content includes racist language and racial slurs.
May 12th, 1943, and here is your morning news. German and Italian forces in North Africa are about to surrender to the Allies. Tunisia will be the springboard to begin the invasion of Sicily due to happen in July. Let's hear it for our victory for our Allied forces, our brave men who are sacrificing their lives every day to defeat Germany and Japan. Meanwhile, here at home, St. Louis citizens woke up to quite a surprise this morning. Our city Negroes appear to be holding a protest on Grand Boulevard. Apparently, some of our Negro leaders are demanding that Negro citizens be hired in the defense plants along with white workers. You can hear the protest as we watch.
What in the world? What they do across the street? Hold on. That ain't Clyde, is it?
Sister! Hey, sister!
What you doing downtown here?
What you doing downtown? Ah, I see. Picking up meats for your Mrs. Palmer at the White Only shop.
Why you not at the warehouse working?
Working like a mule in the warehouse for cheap pay ain't nothing like if I had a job making ammunition for the war effort in the ammo plant, sis. And for much, much better pay. Come on. Join the march.
Man, you crazy. I'm shopping for Mrs. Palmer. She's expecting me back. Mama know you out here.
I told her. Not hiding nothing. Standing up for my rights and standing up for your rights and every Negro's right.
Brother, please don't get caught up in all this mess.
We deserve to be given a chance to work in the defense plant.
What if it turns out to be a riot, huh? Like last year. What if you get arrested? You already got a record. Police beat you up so bad that time. What if you get thrown back in jail?
I was innocent.
What that matter? Please go back home.
Don't be pulling me away, sister.
Please, please. This will only bring you trouble.
Honey, join me in this fight. Fight with me.
Clyde, listen. If they don't want us in them factories, then they don't want us.
Hell with what they want.
You already got a good job at the warehouse.
Working like a mule in the warehouse for cheap pay
Ain't nothing like if I had a job making ammunition for the war effort in the ammo plant, sis. And for much better pay.
You doing all right.
Want to do much more than all right.
You help keep our family and food and shelter and whatnot. We got ourselves out of the depression, didn't we?
Sister, we barely scraped by. Who you kidding?
Oh, Lord, here come the police.
Let them come. See? They just watching. We being peaceful.
Radio reporters got y'all on the news and everything.
Great, just great. Now the cops can't clobber us with the reporter standing here. And let all these white folks on the sidewalk watch.
Clyde, if they get out them cars, the police ain't gonna protect you. We already had one riot last year.
Let them get out their cars. We Negroes done had enough.
Brother, please walk away from this.
First Uncle Sam called me up to the draft, right? But then tells me my lungs be too weak to march in battle overseas. Right? Well, I ain't too weak to protest out here on Grand Boulevard. Was willing to give my life to fight them Nazis, to join up the goddamn segregated USA Army, and maybe die segregated death.
Here on the home front, everybody's doing whatever they can, and they on way to help out.
Sister, we got a right. A right to make ammunition in these here defense plants. It's way, way better wages. They need us Negroes so that this war be over soon.
These here whites don't want us working alongside them. They keep saying it over and over. Just 2 years ago, you had stitches all up and down your back. You was beat up so bad, don't you recollect that?
If the cops beat me up again, they beat me up. We demand a chance at the same jobs that the whites got.
I gotta go. Miss Palmer be wondering what took me so long. Please, please be careful. I'm back, Miss P.
Oh, thank goodness. You weren't hurt in that ride.
Miss Palmer, there ain't no ride downtown, ma'am.
Radio says there's a group of Negroes downtown causing trouble.
I ain't seen nothing, ma'am. Took the side streets all the way back.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Got your meat, got milk and cheese and what salt and butter they could spare. And you got 3 more ration cards left.
That's all wonderful, honey. And please don't disturb Mr. Palmer in his study. It's the Negro job trouble. Mr. Palmer's meeting with Gus Dupree, and we both know Gus Dupree.
Don't we ever?
Well, back to my sewing machine.
That always calms your nerves.
Padded socks for Andrew Jr. Of course, if the package ever reaches him in Italy, that'll be a miracle.
Mr. Andrew Jr. love them homemade socks. Meanwhile, let me tend to dusting up all these knickknacks you got lined up in that hall cabinet.
No, that's our honey. Never idle.
You go ahead with your sewing.
Such a comfort, honey. Such a comfort.
And that way, I can listen in behind Mr. Palmer's door on whatever's being decided. Ooh, Clyde, if you didn't worry me so. Sure thing, I'm just a dusting away, just a wiping and a dusting away, and listening right behind his head, though, just like any self-respecting maid should do. Yes, sir.
Gus, we've got to follow federal orders. Plain and simple. And federal orders mandate that we hire qualified Negro men and women.
Qualified? When have any of them ever been qualified for anything but picking cotton?
Gus, you want to deal with the penalties if you don't comply?
We have our own way of life down here. Washington can't just...
The Negroes have threatened a march on Washington for jobs. Would you rather that, huh? Let's hand the Nazis a blue ribbon for their propaganda.
the whites are just not going to put up with working next to Negroes.
As city council members, it's our responsibility to advise the mayor to follow the federal orders.
Roosevelt is forcing our hand.
Think of it as defeating the Nazis, producing more ammo, tanks, planes, whatnot than Hitler can produce. And that means you and the other factory owners hiring Negroes.
Well, Clyde, looks like you're gonna get what you're fighting for. Thank you, Mr. Palmer.
Maybe we can keep them niggers segregated from the white workers, like we do in the army.
Give it back, it's mine!
Oh, that ain't your baby doll, that's my baby doll!
Boom! I'm killing Nazis, y'all!
You ain't no army. You too young to be in the army.
Yes, I am too.
No, you ain't.
Big Mama, make her give it back.
Y'all hush up with all this commotion and help me set the table.
No!
Honey's home, y'all!
Honey's home!
Hey, everybody. Hey, Mama.
Auntie Honey!
What'd you bring me?
You leave your big sister alone. She just got home. Let her put her feet up. And she don't have to bring you nothing from the Palmers.
Hello? Everybody. Guess who just signed up to work at the Curtis Wright Airplane Factory?
Well, all right now. Got me one daughter working at the Curtis Wright Airplane Factory. And Clyde went over to the ammo plant to apply.
What?
You should have seen his face. He was grinning like he'd won 100 bucks.
Morning, honey.
Morning, Miss Taylor. How you doing?
Girl, all you young people rushing to get these new jobs at the ammo plants got my head spinning.
My brother and sister already working there as of today.
Well, sir, Lord be with them. Of course, you sticking with your secure job with the Palmers. Good for you. Always the sensible one. You take care.
But honey, you're a member of our family. We need you.
Never had no complaints. Never. It's just I'm thinking I'd like to try this out and see what it's like to work for the war effort.
Mrs. Beloved, if honey wants to go and help the war effort...
Nobody's stopping her, Andrew. I'm just as patriotic as you are.
Absolutely, dearest one. We're all in the good fight together. And honey, proud to know you'll be making the weapons our boys over there, my Andrew Jr., and all the rest so urgently, urgently need.
Honey, we're your family, and there'll always be a place for you here. So long as you're absolutely sure that leaving us is what you want.
Welcome to the St. Louis Ammo Plant, gals. Here you see the stamping machines punching cartridge casings from brass sheets. Here we have automatic loaders that ram into powder and slugs. Look at those conveyor belts. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are the St. Louis Ordnance Plant, the world's largest maker of 30 caliber and 50 caliber ammunition for rifles and machine guns.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, you finally get to wear pants just like Garbo and Hepburn in the movies. Remember to tie up your hair, clip your nails. This can be dangerous work. We expect you to stay alert and to keep your mind on your work. Meanwhile, all the colored women follow me.
What?
Follow her.
Come along, keep up.
Huh? How do? I'm Maisie Blake.
I'm Honey. Honey who? Pleased to meet you.
Me too. Today, for the first time, I wore pants out on the public street.
Me too. Ain't that something?
My mama's so proud. She wrote to my brother right away. He's over with the colored forces over in France.
My brother's F4. His lungs was too weak for service, but now he's in the factory.
Well, now he's got something to be proud of, too.
Mm-hmm. Him, my sister right after me, and me, all now in the factory. My mama's so proud this morning. She got up and made us breakfast like we was royalty.
Now for you darky gals. Here go your buckets, your mops, here go your rags. Don't lose them. There's a war on and supplies a few.
What you mean, man?
She means we got 22 cafeterias in this whole operation.
She means that each of you will be assigned a rotating place in one of those spots.
Every morning you mop down whatever the cafeteria is on your shift. Is that clear?
Every afternoon you serve the food and then mop down the cafeteria and the tables and the chairs where you've been assigned. And every evening before you leave, you mop down the cafeteria.
But...
excuse me?
Thought we was gonna be working out on the factory floor.
You don't expect white women workers to do nigger jobs, do you?
Our white women refuse to work alongside y'all. Who can blame them?
You work where we tell you to work. Is that, or put back on your maid's uniforms for far less pay and much, much longer working hours?
At least I don't got to worry about the mister where I was cleaning always pinching my backside.
This be what working in the factory be like? But papers say, Roosevelt say we supposed to be working on a line.
Anything's better than nothing, I guess.
This ain't what I want. This ain't what I signed up for.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Mrs. Palmer's Honey. We would like to offer special thanks to the following sponsors: Puffin Foundation, St. Louis Regional Arts Commission, and the Bread and Roses Missouri Joan Suarez Directors Fund. The creative team includes Catherine Bentley, Director, Essence Tyler, Assistant Director, Colin McLaughlin, Composer, Musical Director, and Production Manager, Bryce Rabideau, Co-Musical Director and Band Leader, Malcolm Inglis, Technical Director, Kelsey Robinson, Soundscape Design, Luke McLaughlin, Audio Production and Editing. Produced by Emily Corrin, Bread and Roses Missouri Executive Director, and Joan Suarez, Executive Director Emeritus. The Workers Theater Company performed as featured extras in Mrs. Palmer's Honey. Company members include Georgia Brown Moore, Antigone Chambers Reed, Hassie Davis, Isabella Delore, Kamish Johnson, Michael Paplanis, and Larry Shelton. The Honey House Band features performances by Bryce Rabideau on guitar, Jason Rafalak on bass, J.D. Chasen on trumpet, Lucas Bowman on piano, George Hyde III on drums, and Kelsey Robinson on vocals. This has been a Bread and Roses Missouri production, part of the Workers Theater Project.